Hello and welcome all to the very first episode of Beyond Borders. I'm Nandini Kaushal, your host and a proud founder of Beyond Borders, a student-led organization dedicated to supporting international students as they transition to university life in a new country. Starting university can be a mix of excitement, uncertainty, and discovery, especially when you're doing it in an unfamiliar setting. That's why we are here, to share real stories, practical advice, and a sense of community to help you feel a little more at home, no matter where you are in the world or where you come from. In today's episode, we are kicking things off by diving into what it's really like to take those first steps into a new culture and campus environment. We'll be hearing from Corinne, our beloved guest, who's a PhD student, who's been through it all and has some incredible insights to share. And today we'll be talking about some emotional ups and downs, those surprising moments of our first time in Canada, and strategies of thriving in your first year. So whether you're tuning in from your dorm room, a cafe, or halfway across the globe, thank you so much for joining us on our journey. Let's break barriers and build bridges together.
Hey, Beyond Corinne, Bodies. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm doing good too. So can you tell our listeners something about yourself?
Oh, something about myself. I'm Brazilian. I am a chemist. In Brazil, I was a chemistry teacher, and I'm here in Canada doing my PhD.
Oh, that sounds great. So, I know that you are also an immigrant from Brazil, and now that you're pursuing your education here in SFU, can you share your journey of moving to a new country for university?
Yes, I can. So I came to Canada because of my husband, who was my boyfriend at the time. Mm-hmm. We've been together for a couple of years now, and since the beginning, he said that he really wanted to move to Canada. And if I was up to it, and I said, yeah, of course, sure. And then it came the time that he graduated and he got the opportunity to do his master's here. And so, and then he got the opportunity to come here to do his master's. And then I was finishing my PhD in Brazil. And yeah, I didn't have a plan, many plans for Canada. We had to get married. I came here because, like, with my permit attached to his. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that was it.
That must be exciting.
Yeah.
What challenges did you face in your first few weeks here?
So I faced many challenges. One was the language. Mm-hmm. Of course, I think I'm too perfectionist. And language is something that, yeah, makes me very unsure. Mm-hmm. Another thing was the financial insecurity, because I had to leave my job, I had to leave everything to come to Canada. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have many plans, as I said, so financial insecurity was a big thing in the beginning. And my professional identity was a big, big thing, because I'm very controlling about my stuff. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to become a professor, so that's what it like. And then I did everything I had to do to become a professor. I did my undergrad, I did my master's, I was finishing my PhD, I had built my curriculum, I knew how universities in Brazil work, and I had my foot there. But then we decided to come here, and then everything changed.
I can imagine. Your journey shows a lot of resilience in it. How did you manage the cultural or language like differences, both like on campus and off campus? Was the study in a different language back in Brazil, or did they teach you in English as well?
I know everything is in Portuguese in Brazil, everything. Mm-hmm. But I feel like we are very influenced by the US. Mm-hmm. So we listen a lot to a lot of English, like music in English, movies, so that makes it easier for us to be in contact with English.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a pretty good education, so I knew some stuff already. But, and my husband, he's been in Brazil, he was an English teacher for 10 years, mm-hmm. so he helped a lot. But I think that was that took a big toll on me. But I think how I managed that is by asking a lot, by trying to improve my English, by building community, mm-hmm. and with Canadians, with people from all around the world, and with especially with Brazilian people as well, because they know our background, what we are going through, and yeah, it makes it easier to manage.
That's great that you had your husband as a support here. Like, a lot of international kids here do not have that kind of support.
Yes.
In terms of your academic expectations, do you think it was a bit different here compared to Brazil? Like, what your professors expected from you in terms of academics?
At first, it was very different. Now that I'm in my second year, I understand that it's different. Depending on the professor you have, depending on the course you're taking, that can be. So some courses are closer to what I'm used to,
mm-hmm.
and some, they are very, very different. My first course here, it was crazy. It was crazy because I'm in the humanities, I'm in the Faculty of Education,
mm-hmm.
and I kept saying, okay, so this Faculty of Education Canada, it's the humanities of the humanities. It's everything's so, so different. Like, people here are talking to animals. And they really believe they're like, not going into that, but everything is very, very different, and the expectations were also pretty different. Yeah,
I know. It's a very culturally different country, and because of a lot of immigrants, it's culturally it's more woke. So because of different cultures, like.
Mm.
People know how to respect each other a bit more. What is one piece of advice you would give to other international students starting their university journey at SFU?
Yeah, one advice would be to build community,
mm-hmm.
and to make friends and to talk to people and build your network of contacts. Yeah, that will help you feel like you belong.
How would you suggest someone building a community here?
Well, first, with your course,
mm-hmm.
with your people from your cohort, people from your department, and people you're taking classes with, and university offers some mingling opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the international. I guess once a month there's a place that you can go to talk to people from international students. There's the TA day, for example, that's not from the university, it's from TSSU, but there you can talk to people who are going through the same things as you are.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, seizing and trying to make the best of the opportunities you have, and really not being shy,
mm-hmm.
talk to people.
That's a very great advice, Karin. I also know that there is this Global Communities program here at SFU. Did you know about it?
Maybe.
Sure. So kids who are transitioning from a different country to university in Canada,
mm-hmm.
they can seek some support there. How do you think universities can better support first year international students in future?
In the future, well, I believe that SFU and professors should not take some things for granted.
Mm-hmm.
So when I came here, there was the new students' day, something like that, and there were a lot of international students. And even though there were people from different cultures, I felt like the way we do research in Brazil is very different. And the way that these students do research in their own countries is more like the way they do in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So some basic concepts, they're so basic for them, that's common knowledge, it's not for me. So for example, in my second year, up to today, I'm not too sure what a stipend means.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, so getting scholarships, applying to grants, everything is very, very different. And there's no one who's going to teach you exactly how to do that, at least not to my knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And indigeneity in Canada, that's something very, very different for me as well.
Mm-hmm.
But there was never a 101, the basics to everything.
Mm-hmm.
So that demands a lot of proactive behavior from yourself.
Very well said. I also think so that we should like educate more, and there should be more like cultural representation here at SFU.
Mm-hmm.
To support like different communities. And I feel like SFU should take initiatives from to welcome students from different countries to represent their ways of learning and integrate some of that into their curriculum to make it more inclusive of different students. Lastly, what is one myth about moving abroad for university that you'd like to debunk?
I think that would be that I'm less than Canadians. That would be that I came to Canada because I didn't have a good life back in my home country, that I'm less qualified, or that, you know, that I'm less than them. And that's not true. Not at all.
Very well said. Thank you so much for your time, Corinne. I really appreciate your participation into our podcast. Thank you for all the listeners for spending time to listen to us. We'll come back with another episode soon. Thank you.